Bonnard, like Odilon Redon, made very early floral still lifes and then abandoned this genre for many years of his career and only came back to it when he was older, in his 40s, then continued to make flower paintings for the rest of his life. You have a sense that this was a subject that became increasingly rewarding to him the more he painted it. And this very unusual, tall, narrow image is a wonderful example of how much these canvases could be full of light, full of immediacy, full of that sense of a bouquet spontaneously and freshly observed, even as he created them very meticulously in his studio. He talked about wanting to paint subjects as if you sort of walked into a room and surprised them, as if you came upon them unawares. And I think that's something he does beautifully well in this painting, even though we know that that was in no way the way that he worked. He did not have that quick, spontaneous way of painting, and yet he is able to conjure that illusion of spontaneity, of immediacy in these wonderful late still lives.
There's a certain generosity that's like a metaphor that one could use with regard to these floral still lives, of the generosity of the artist presenting something to our view. And I think that this is underscored exceptionally beautifully in the Bonnard by the beautiful light of the painting and the illumination, and the fact that everywhere one looks, there's something, color, brushstroke, formal element that delights the eye. I would start by noting the inclusion of the mirror in the poppies by Pierre Bonnard, because all through the exhibition, we've been seeing painters striving to represent nature, to interpret nature, and hold up a mirror to nature. But no one has done it as literally as Bonnard, commenting on the nature of representation itself by including the mirror, and thus doubly making us a wonderful still life of two bouquets rather than one.
And certainly Pierre Bonnard is another example of an artist who both readily admitted his own struggles to capture a motif as complex as a bouquet, and he talked about how he became sort of lost in those details if he tried to paint it directly from nature, and therefore he worked almost exclusively, not just in floral still life, but in general through making sketches from life and watercolors, but then going back to his studio and working both from his sketches and from his memory. So here we have an artist who acknowledges his own challenges with these kind of complex motifs, and yet, like Cézanne or Pizarro or Matisse, when he goes to construct this floral still life, he magnifies and multiplies those complexities, for instance, as you say, by including this mirror, so that the space and the subject becomes more ambiguous, more hard to understand visually. I think that visual enjoyment that's offered by these complex, ambiguous spaces is very much something that Bonnard shared with Cézanne and Matisse and many of the other artists that he was observing.